Well, Ellis Gable, he had been in that group that we met down at Bishop's, and I'd known Ellis for a long time. He and his wife were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary out at Southern Hills, and he invited Dean and me to come down. That's while I was general counsel of Shell. We came down, and Ellis and I were talking one night, and he said, "What are you going to do when you finish this job you're working on now?" And I said, "Well, I'll probably come back to Tulsa." He said, "Well, come see me." So I went on, finished my tour of duty with Shell, and I came to see Ellis. Ellis had now gotten a bit older, and he was not really in charge. At that time, Gable Gottwals has a board, and I was invited to come and meet with the board. There's one lawyer who was a good trial lawyer that worked for Gable Gottwals. I remember when I came to the board meeting, he was a straightforward kind of guy, a great guy. He turned to me and he said, "Now, Joe," or he may have called me Judge, he said, "Do you want to be of counsel or do you want to work?" And I said, "I want to work." So I was lucky enough to be afforded the opportunity to come here, and I've been here now, I think, 34 years. I believe that's correct.
We should mention your secretary, Diane.
Yes, Diane's been with me 20 years. I've had two great secretaries. Catherine was the secretary that I had when I went to work for Amerada Petroleum Corporation. When I had first been here and worked for Shell as a brand new lawyer right out of Michigan, Shell's office was right down here, the sixth floor of the Mayo Building.
Which you can see from your office here.
Oh, I can. I can look over there and see it. We had a good law library, Shell did, here. And people who officed in the Mayo Building sometimes, who didn't have as good a law library as we did, would ask, could they come and look up the law? And that's how I got to know some people who were in the general practice of the law.
Speaking of the Mayo Building, the Mayo Hotel, of course, is right next door there.
Yeah.
They're in very close proximity there.
Yes.
Do you remember the Mayo Hotel when it was in its heyday?
Oh, I remember it well. Now I remember something that occurred not when I was vice president and general counsel of Shell, but when I was a young lawyer with Shell. Shell had been indicted for an antitrust violation in the United States District Court, I think in Virginia. The lawyers who represented Shell all told the judge and the court that all of the witnesses in this case that will testify concerning whether or not there's been antitrust violation will be in or near Tulsa, Oklahoma. We want you to transfer this case out to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So the judge did. He transferred it out here. And Judge Savage was then the only judge on the federal bench here in Tulsa. So he was going to try this case. I've been with Shell maybe 6 or 7 years here, and the general counsel of Shell and the head office of Shell was in New York. So he came out here, and I was talked to by the general counsel of Shell. I'm sure he talked to many others about who Shell ought to get to represent it if that antitrust case went to trial before Judge Savage. There was a lawyer here in town named Richard McDermott. He knew more about antitrust law than any lawyer in Tulsa, and he hadn't been picked yet. All these other companies were indicted, too. Exxon, all of them, 5 or 6 or 8, I don't know, a lot of them. They had to meet from time to time, and they had to talk about whether they agreed on certain things from time to time. There wasn't any place to meet except they all met on the mezzanine of the Mayo Hotel. Yeah. And my only duty was to see to that all the doors were locked, that nobody could get in there. That was my only job. The last question they had to decide is whether or not the case would be tried to Judge Savage or would it be tried to a jury. and they all agreed that it'd be tried before Judge Savage, except one lawyer who was a prominent trial lawyer in Tulsa. He did a lot of trial work before juries, and he wanted to be before a jury. But he finally agreed it could be tried before Judge Savage. It was a criminal case, and Judge Savage decided against the government, decided in favor of all the companies. And then about 3 or 4 years later, Judge Savage became the vice president and general counsel of Gulf Oil Company.
Former mayor of Tulsa, Susan Savage, is she a
relation? Yeah, she's related.
Would that be her uncle?
Well, maybe. I'm not sure how that relationship is.
Your work here at Gable Gottwals is an arbitration?
For the last 25 or 30 years, I've done principally arbitration work, yes. Most of my arbitration has been in the United States. Maybe only one little case in Tulsa. It's been all over the United States, in all the big cities. Then I've done about 4 big international cases. The biggest case I've done was in Melbourne, Australia. I've done one in Singapore, and I've done one in England. Those are international cases because, among other things, I was lucky to be chosen because the litigants have to agree on an arbitrator. They typically wouldn't come to Tulsa, Oklahoma to look for an international arbitrator. But because of my background, my education, and the work that I'd done, I guess I was lucky enough to get picked. And that case in Australia, it was an oil and gas case, and that's no doubt why I was picked. There was another arbitrator. He was from Sydney, Australia, good lawyer. And then Judge Roskell. Lord Roskell had been a law lord in London. The arbitration agreement provided that the two arbitrators who were picked by the two parties would pick the chair. Bob Ellicott and I decided that we would recommend Lord Roskell. We were together. I'm forgotten where we were, but we called him on the phone in London. We told him that we had been appointed arbitrators in a case in Australia involving oil and gas. The arbitration agreement gave us the power to pick the chair of the arbitration panel, and we would like for him to be the chair. As we talked, of course, appropriately, we always said Lord Roskell this and Lord Roskell that. After we'd talked for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, this female voice came on the line and said, "Why don't you give up this Lord business? Just call him Eustace." Well, of course, the lawyers that appeared before us never called him anything but Lord Roskell.
Yeah.
And it was natural for us to do that. But we were on a first-name basis from that day henceforth. We tried that case, and the law of Australia was that an award by an arbitration panel could be appealed just like a court decision could be appealed in a common law court. They appealed our award in that case up to the highest court in Australia. We were all in agreement. The three of us were in agreement, and we were affirmed in all respects. Then the two sets of lawyers on either side said, "We've got other disputes. Will this panel sit and decide those disputes?" We said, "Yes, we would." And they brought to our attention, my memory is, 4 other disputes. So we decided 5 disputes between those parties. Of course, the decision had to be made about what the remuneration would be for the arbitrators. Bob Ellicott, the Australian, said, in effect, he didn't say this, but he was the highest ranking one of the three of us, "Let's let him decide what the remuneration ought to be." So he decided what it would be and pound sterling, and then we'd convert that to Australian dollars and to U.S. dollars, and that's what our remuneration was. That's what we told them, and they said, that's fine. So we got four of the cases decided, and Lord Roskell became ill. But he got well, and he recovered. In a meeting that we had before the parties, Lord Roskell said, I'm well, and I'm able to go ahead with this last case, but he said, I don't want to leave my bones in Australia. Can we try this last case in London? They said, yes, you can. So we did. Donna, my wife, says to me now and again, why don't you get another case like that case you had in Australia? I said, you just get one of those in your lifetime, and I've had mine.
The work of arbitration, did you bring that to this law firm, or had they been doing that before?
Well, I was principally the person. I mean, we've got other people here who do arbitrations too, but I have done the most.